Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Elemental Evan podcast. This is your host, Evan Roberts. And on this show, I break down health topics from a simplified and holistic perspective to give you all some tools that you can take away from each episode and actually start applying them to your life. And on today's episode, we're going to get down and dirty with it. We are going to be talking with literally poop, how poop looks, what it means, depending on how your poop looks as well, and whether you are constipated or maybe the exact opposite of that, or what can help to get you into the right balanced state that you might be looking for. And very quickly, before we hop into today's episode, I wanted to mention that I have listened to all of your guys' answers. I posted on social media asking questions on what were some of the topics as well as formats of these episodes that you all enjoyed. And I'm going to be trying out a few new things here. So for my solo episodes, they are going to be a little bit shorter. I'm going to try to keep them a little bit more condensed. So it's going to be packed with information, but in a shorter amount of time so that we're not eating up a ton of the day, getting these episodes into your ears. And then on the guest interview episodes, we're going to keep those nice and long, making sure we're getting down into the nitty gritty with our guests and making sure we are providing tons of information on those. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. So once again, all about poop. Honestly, with me, this is a common topic that I have spoken about and dealt with for a very large portion of my life, specifically because I dealt with a lot of gastrointestinal issues growing up as a kid. I had a lot of, what was labeled as IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, as well as lactose intolerance, which more or less was correct, but I also had a tapeworm for who knows how long. So anyways, dealt with a ton of gastrointestinal issues. And even to this day, as I am a full grown adult now, my digestion is so, so much better. However, there is still room for improvement. And one of the big things that I've gotten away from was the stomach cramps and the pain that I used to deal with. And now I no longer really deal with that, but rather now I'm just working on getting my stool, my bowel movements to look perfect as they should look. And that's what we're going to get into today. So first off, I just wanted to mention that your body is literally always communicating to you in one way or another. You know, when we get skin rashes, it's usually a sign that we're consuming something that's not good for us, that isn't reacting well with our body. When we are getting stomach pain, probably means that we're eating something that we shouldn't be eating. When we have a pain in our knee, it might mean that we need adjustments in our body, right? So our body is always speaking to us in one way or another. And one of those ways in which it is communicating is the consistency of our stool. So I'm going to break down, there are, I believe it's 7 different classifications for stool. You can look these up online. Maybe I'll try to post one in the description where it's a chart and it literally shows you the different kinds of stool that you can produce. And starting off, we are going to go essentially from very extremely constipated to not constipated at all, rather diarrhea on the other end. And so it starts off with separate hard clumps. So basically like balls, essentially, of just hard poop. And so little pieces of them, likely you're not feeling fully relieved every time you're using the restroom. And so this would be very constipated. This would be on the far end of constipation. You're probably only using the restroom every couple of days, maybe 3-4 days even. It could definitely be that extreme. And when you do go, it doesn't feel like you are fully relieved. So that is the far end of constipated. Now moving our way into the center, into where we want to be, you're going to go from separate hard clumps to lumpy and sausage-like. So it's technically a sausage form, but rather quite lumpy, might even be a bit drier, like with cracks all over it. And this is going to be still constipated, like, but rather maybe slightly constipated, not fully constipated. You might feel a little bit more relieved when you do use the restroom, maybe not fully relieved, but definitely a little bit better than the small hard clumps. So this is going to be slightly constipated. Then we're going to move into a normal sausage shape with cracks in it. So now we have the, you know, typical form of what we think poop comes in, which is the sausage shape, but this is going to have some cracks in it. This is going to be normal, maybe a little bit towards the constipated side, but still rather normal. And typically you would feel rather relieved every time you do use the restroom if your stool is looking like this. And then we're going to move into the very sweet spot, which is an absolute smooth sausage shape and with no cracks on it, just smooth and sausage-like. And that is going to be right in the sweet spot. That is, quote-unquote, basically normal. Now, of course, everyone's body is different, so how your stool looks can vary depending on, obviously, what you're consuming and, just your body type, essentially. But this is kind of the ideal form that we're looking to achieve every time. So the normal is that smooth sausage shape. Now we're going to move into the other side of this, which is loose stool. So not constipated at all, but rather the opposite. You're going probably quite frequently and it is quite runny. So now we move into soft blobs with clear cut edges. I would just say we're putting everything in a bubble here, but rather this is saying that you need more fiber. Now, of course, everyone's body is different, so this is just a broad statement, but typically this means that you're lacking fiber if you have these soft blobs with clear-cut edges on them. And then moving on even further, we have mushy consistency with ragged edges, so there is still some shape to your stool, but it is very mushy, and this would typically mean that you do have some inflammation in your gut as opposed to just needing fiber to stiffen up your stool. So this would be now moving into inflammation. And then if we go one step further, you have liquid consistency, no solid edges. It's essentially just diarrhea. And that is going to be as well a high state of inflammation, probably a form of leaky gut as well. There's many, many things that could be the cause here and the kind of like what you're actually experiencing. So we're going to give some broad statements here, though, to kind of help you get your stool looking like the nice smooth sausage shape that we want to kind of shoot for. So if you're a person who deals with a lot of constipation, honestly, there are so many different things that could be causing your constipation that we're just not going to have enough time in today's episode. And it could really just vary depending on your lifestyle. But some of the kind of overarching like themes or typical issues that people have here is usually dehydration is like one of the first ones that people go towards. If you're not consuming enough water, your stool can become very dry and you can become very constipated. It can be hard to use the restroom. So hydrating, staying hydrated is a great way to ensure that you're getting enough liquid and fluid into your body to avoid that constipation. So that would be the first place to start is with some water. You can also increase your fiber if you do not have a high fiber diet. And a lot of people think that this is kind of counterintuitive, but there are some people who actually find that they do not have enough fiber in their diet. And by actually consuming fiber, it can actually help with their constipation. So that is also something to try. Of course, not a medical doctor here, so this is all trial and error. I don't see a ton of downside in trying to increase your fiber. Honestly, as a whole society, we typically don't get enough fiber. So probably a good place to start is with some water, maybe including some fiber. And if you are severely constipated, I don't know if doctors would necessarily recommend this, but one thing that you can do is you can consume magnesium, and you can consume magnesium in just normal amounts. But honestly, if you did just a little more magnesium than you might have wanted, it can cause you to have diarrhea because it does pull that water into the intestines. That's not something you want to rely on. It's not something you want to do all the time. But if you are severely constipated and you just have not gone in a long time, maybe you take some magnesium. Maybe you go a little bit heavy on the magnesium, not too much, but a little bit extra. Or just simply take some magnesium and that will help you to stay regular, hopefully as well. And it'll, you know, by pulling in liquid into the bowels and helping to move everything along. So if you're on the constipated side, those would kind of be my three things. Up your magnesium intake, stay hydrated, and maybe try some fiber. Now, if you're in the sweet spot, keep doing what you're doing for the most part, unless you have just a really terrible diet. You might want to switch that up and you might just be blessed with some great digestion, which is awesome. But of course, we want to shoot for having a pretty healthy diet here. And then if you're going onto the other spectrum, which for full disclosure is kind of where I am and where I was, I've obviously gotten a lot better, but is the lack of fiber or form to my stool. So for me personally, I have absolutely found that increasing my fiber intake has greatly increased my ability to have normal stool bowel movements. Now, I go at least once a day, typically. That's a very common thing for me, maybe even twice a day. Now, I was reading online that they say going anywhere from at least once a day to anywhere at around three times a week is considered normal. I think three times a week is constipated personally. That's very little for an entire week. I think the sweet spot is probably somewhere around once a day. I personally wouldn't want to have my stool sitting inside me for multiple days at a time. You typically want to be somewhat regular every day at least, so that you're moving things along and having a solid digestion. As well, with constipation for women specifically, this can also be a cause for higher levels of estrogen, because estrogen is being reuptake, I believe, that takes place when women are constipated. So high estrogen levels can occur from being constipated. So that's also something to watch out for. But for people who, getting back to the loose stool, who need to solidify up their stool more than it already is, then yeah, definitely increasing the fiber is going to be very key here. And this can be hard, obviously, because we live in a world where it's kind of harder to get fiber. It's very easy to have meals that honestly are very delicious but lack a lot of fiber. So trying to get more fiber is very important. This is typically going to take place in things like vegetables. So increasing your vegetable intake is one great way of increasing your fiber. I know that people also take things like psyllium husk, for example. That's going to have a lot of fiber, and it's going to help you to go to the restroom as well, possibly. So that's definitely something you can do, is finding a high fiber supplement, or honestly, in my opinion, the best way to do it is just eat foods that have higher fiber in them. That's going to be a great way of kind of solidifying your stool. And also, it's going to be typically a healthier diet, because it means you're including more vegetables in your diet. And then another thing that I've actually found quite a bit of benefit with is, well, there's two things. One of them is a pre, pro, and postbiotic, or even just at least a pre and a probiotic. A lot of people only know about probiotics. There are three different kinds. It's a pre, a pro, and a postbiotic. Not going to get super into it, but nonetheless, I like taking a pre, a pro, and a postbiotic all in one. I take the one from Ritual. I really enjoy the way it makes me feel, and it has helped with my digestion. But then the other thing that really helps with my digestion as well is a digestive enzyme. And so I typically use the digestive enzymes from Bioptimizers, I believe is how you say their name, BI and then Optimizers. So anyways, I really like the digestive enzymes from there as well. They seem to really help to, you know, solidify my stool and really just make me very normal. They slow down my frequency as well. So it's really been a pretty big game changer by including the pre, pro, and postbiotic with the digestive enzymes. I don't take the digestive enzymes every single day. I kind of alternate the days in which I take them. But yeah, and then aside from that is really just including more fiber in your diet. If you include more fiber in your diet, and I mean really include more fiber, like eat a good amount of vegetables in your diet, especially ones that are higher in fiber, that will or should make a pretty big difference in your digestion. Now, the other part of that is if you have loose stool, probably also have a leaky gut. And so that's going to be something that you're also going to want to look into fixing. Once again, don't have the time for it on this episode right now, but definitely check out leaky gut and ways of healing that. And that should definitely help out with getting you to be more normal in terms of your stool and bowel movements and your frequency. So anyways, that is going to do it for today. I hope this was beneficial, and I hope now you have a better understanding of what your poop is trying to tell you. And next time you go ahead and take a look at it, you can now have a better understanding of if you are, you know, feeling very constipated and you need more of that water, maybe some fiber or magnesium, Or if you need to include more fiber in your diet, as well as maybe a digestive enzyme and a pre, pro, and postbiotic. Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you found some benefit in it. And hopefully these shorter episodes are going to be very beneficial for everyone and quick and easy listens for everyone. I love chatting it up with y'all every single time. I hope you guys found this beneficial and looking forward to seeing y'all on the next episode. I will be coming in with some more short episodes, and I also have a few guest episodes coming up very soon. Super excited for those. So anyways, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. You know the motto of the show. It's do everything with good intentions and connect to your elements. Alrighty, y'all have a great one. Much love, everybody. Peace. This podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. Evan Roberts is not a medical professional, and this podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Statements and views expressed on this show are not medical advice. This podcast, including Evan Roberts and any guests on the show, disclaims responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained in this episode. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a medical professional.